Lawmakers held their first meeting in Washington, D.C. today to decide how to pay for the nation's roads, bridges, and highways for the next few years. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, money for tribal roads could increase, but some fear the money won't be distributed equally to the state's tribes.
The group of 34 lawmakers patching together the House and Senate versions of a highway bill is a virtual who's who of committee leaders and Capitol Hill veterans. Don Young is one of them. The former chair of the Transportation Committee says the version that passed to the Senate uses a new formula for doling out money to tribes for roads. And that new equation helps the 10 largest tribes in Alaska more than the others, because it puts an emphasis on population and the amount of existing lanes. He says that misses the point, which is to get more money to the more remote areas
that are not accessible to any type of transportation at all, and try to make that more saleable, like in the Kuskokwim area that Bethel does quite well. But in reality, though, the villages outside of Bethel aren't eligible for the money they were in the old formula.
Young is critical of Alaska's senators who voted for that chamber's version of the bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski calls the bill a mixed bag. The state could land hundreds of millions of dollars for all sorts of infrastructure projects, but she says tribal governments that have been included in money discussions for a long time no longer are.
I'm not satisfied with what we've ended up with, but I do recognize that we were successful in beefing up the funding, so it was kind of, I guess I'm looking at it as a partial win.
It's unclear whether the conference committee will actually meld the bills and have Congress vote on it. It could just pass an extension of the current plan, as it has in the past. For his part, Young says he'd rather pass an extension instead of a bad bill. At the end of an interview in his office, he laid back in his chair and simply said, "That's just my prerogative. I'm not the chairman anymore." Maybe, though, all those years with the gavel will come in handy. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.